You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on the Lutheran Hour. The title, Daddy's Home, or Is He?
Dads, I'm talking to you now. You make sacrifices for your family, right? You probably put in long hours on the job. Sometimes you bring your work home. Your job's demanding. And when it interferes with your family life, you think, it has to be. Money doesn't grow on trees. And if you're out of work right now, your wife and children may not realize how that eats away at you. Sending out the resume time after time without getting a nibble. Seeing no prospects on the horizon. Expecting no boom in the economy. Why shouldn't you drink and mope around the house? Does a wife really understand? Do our children have a clue about the demands upon us modern men? The world demands sacrifices from us. And we feel compelled to make those sacrifices. The result is, we're not always home. Maybe late hours at the office. Maybe playing golf or drinking with the guys. We've got to unwind. Or maybe we're home, sort of. We come home with a briefcase full of work and hole up at our desk. Why do people get on our case? Life demands sacrifice. Abraham lived thousands of years ago. Many things were different in his day. He didn't have a car, a beeper, or a fax. He didn't leave home to go play golf or watch a ball game. But one thing about Abraham's world was the same as it is in our modern world. Sacrifice. Then and now, the world always demands sacrifice. Back in Abraham's day, some popular religions required that a child be sacrificed. This is literally true. I repeat, some ancient popular religions, not the religion of the true God, but some ancient popular religions sometimes required a child to be killed as a human sacrifice. Against that background, listen to a story about Father Abraham. The story from Genesis chapter 22 reads like this. God tested Abraham. He said to him, Abraham, here I am, he replied. Then God said, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about. Early the next morning, Abraham got up and saddled his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship, and then we will come back to you. Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac. And he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, Father?
Yes, my son, Abraham replied.
The fire and wood are here, Isaac said, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?
Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, Abraham, Abraham! Here I am, he replied. Do not lay a hand on the boy, he said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. Abraham looked up, and there in the thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." What a story! It goes straight to your heart. I'm a father, and that ancient story makes me ask, would I sacrifice my child? Dad, would you sacrifice your child? No, no, you wouldn't want to do that. Remember, the true God didn't want there to be a human sacrifice. It was a test. Oh, but what a heart-rending test. Do you want to know something? You modern dads probably are sacrificing your children in a way you don't realize. Let me run a few questions by you. Do you sit and listen to your child? Do you take time to draw out your child's deepest feelings? Or are you so rushed that you only talk to your child on the run? Do you bring home a briefcase loaded with work? Do you let that mountain of paperwork gobble up time that you could spend with your kids? Do you go to your child's sports events? Now, if your answer is yes, that's super. What is it at your child's sports events that most interests you? Your child's stats or your child? Dad, do you drink? No problem. Or is it? Are you moderate in your drinking habits? Or is alcohol making problems in your family life? Are you divorced? Do your bad feelings toward your ex-wife result in your child seldom seeing you? Or if you do see your child, is the time together strained because of your hatred toward your ex? No more questions. The point is that we dads do force sacrifice upon our children. No. We wouldn't think of putting our child on an altar and taking its life. God forbid. And he does forbid it. Thou shalt not kill. But what's a dad doing when he's away from home so much because of work? What's a dad doing when he comes home and spends the evening doing office work? Dad, are you really home if you've got your eyes glued to the TV or if you're drunk on the couch? Hey, Mom! Dad's home! Or is he? The fact is that life is about sacrifice. But we shouldn't be forcing our child to sacrifice time with Dad, which is also time for the child to learn about the Heavenly Father. Dad, when you're not home enough, you're cutting into the emotional and spiritual well-being of your child. That's a terrible sacrifice for you to impose upon your child. The world might demand such sacrifice, but your Father in heaven doesn't want you to sacrifice your child's emotional and spiritual well-being. Meet the demands of your job as best you can, but then spend real time at home so your child can know you, and through you know the blessings of the Heavenly Father. Daddy's home! That's when your child can best learn that life is about sacrifice, about the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Although Abraham didn't kill his son Isaac, the death of Jesus Christ on the cross was a sacrifice that God the Father did make. God the Father sacrificed his son so that every man, woman, and child can have the most important spiritual and emotional gift of all, the forgiveness of sins. That means that every one of your failures as a dad and husband has been fully forgiven by the death of Jesus Christ. God raised his sacrificed son on Easter because the Father wants his children to know that he is a God of life, not death. Jesus Christ is the way to life. That victim who conquered death says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Jesus Christ is the motivation to say no to some of the world's demands and say yes to our children. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 says, "The love of Christ compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all so that those who live would no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose for them." Sharing this love of the Father in Christ builds the foundation for your child's emotional and spiritual well-being. To spend quality and quantity time at home takes sacrifice on your part. Yes, life is about sacrifice, and you are the one to be sacrificed, not your child. Think about the story I read before. God stopped the sacrifice of the child Isaac, but God did not stop the sacrifice of Abraham. Abraham had to renounce a dear part of his life. For all those years, he had waited to have a child. How many times didn't his heart break when he saw other dads with their kids? Abraham must have loved Isaac more than life itself. The idea that he should slay his son must have been like a knife cutting out his own heart. That was a sacrifice. That sacrifice of Abraham's personal loves and wishes was a sacrifice that God did not stop. What's more, God commended it. Listen to verses 15 through 17 of that same chapter, Genesis 22. "The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, 'I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and have not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you.'" Dad, in our modern world, the way to blessings for your child and family hasn't changed. Jesus says, "Anyone who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And anyone who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. The person who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. The one who finds his life will lose it. But the one who loses his life for me will find it." Here's the sacrifice God wants from you, Dad. What you want, what you desire, what you love, cut that out of your life. Sacrifice it. And let the faith and the love and the goodness of God in Jesus Christ fill you with blessings you've never experienced. And then teach your child that same self-sacrifice. Abraham wasn't the only one to sacrifice his wishes and wants. Isaac did too. I'm sure Isaac wasn't too thrilled about giving up his own life, but he was willing to do it. He had learned that from Dad. You need to spend time with your child to teach that life is about sacrifice, sacrificing our own will so that the Heavenly Father can fill our lives with His blessings. The Apostle Paul put it this way in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, "It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. The life I now live in my body, I live by believing in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." So, Daddy's home, or is he? Yes, Daddy is home. The true God does not want your child's well-being sacrificed to the demands of your job, your ambition, your recreation, your addiction, your whatever. What a great trip home it must have been for Abraham and Isaac. Father and son had sacrificed their personal wishes and wants. The good God had stopped the harmful demands of the popular religion and provided a substitute sacrifice, a ram. What a joyous journey and homecoming that must have been. Daddy's home. May your homecoming be joyous for your family too. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed this message brought to you by Lutheran Hour Ministries.